we asked the State Department, all records related to the congressional delegation to Cuba in February 2024, specifically the Omar Jayapal trip. And they've given us the runaround. Did you know the extremist leftists in Congress visited the murderous communist regime of Cuba not that long ago? It's actually in February of 2024. A congressional delegation led by Democratic Representatives Ilhan Omar and Congresswoman Jayapal, Pramila Jayapal, she's from Washington State, and speaking of Minnesota, that's where Ilhan Omar's from. They went to communist Cuba in a kind of a secretive trip. It wasn't well reported. In fact, the American media didn't pick up on it. Let me see. Yeah, this is what happened. The trip had not been reported in Cuba state media until the Miami Herald reported on February 27th that Omar and Jayapal led a delegation of about a dozen people who visited the communist island, which has been under U.S. embargo for more than 60 years. The delegation to Cuba included a congressional staffer from the office of Barbara Lee, the congresswoman from California. Jayapal, who chairs the Congressional Progressive Caucus, and Omar have criticized the embargo and have advocated for the removal of the communist-controlled Cuba from the U.S. list of nations which sponsor terrorism. I mean, the regime is a murderous regime. They murder their own people. They murder Americans. Everything that you think they could be into, they are. The mysterious trip, according to the New York Post, which took place during one of the times that the House was in recess, which seems to be almost 24/7 these days, also overlapped with a visit to Havana by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. That's interesting, huh? Marco Rubio wrote on Twitter in response to the trip, pro-Hamas members of Marxist congressional squad just returned from a secret visit with anti-American dictatorship in Cuba. Really outrageous, isn't it? So we had asked the we had asked the Biden-Harris State Department for documents about the trip. They track trips like this, obviously they do. And even if I don't know if we have an embassy there now still, maybe. Do we still have an embassy there? I don't think we do. I think Obama tried to open one. I forget how that all worked out. All records related, we asked the State Department, all records related to the congressional delegation to Cuba in February 2024, specifically the Omar Jayapal trip. And they've given us the runaround. Straightforward request. State Department obviously monitored this trip. They were members of Congress. They probably were involved in helping it take place. That would be, again, standard operating procedure. And they're hiding records. And as I note in the press release, extremist leftist members of Congress traveled to Cuba to provide aid and comfort to the terrorist-supporting murderous communist regime. What is the Biden-Harris administration hiding about this scandalous trip? And that's what we're in federal court for right now. There's Ilhan Omar, who has ethics issues of her own. Judicial Watch filed ethics issues over questions about immigration fraud, tax fraud, etc. The House Ethics Committee has sat on it. Jayapal is a notorious leftist. But she's the leader of the leftists in Congress. You know, chairman of the House Progressive Caucus, says she's a powerful, influential figure, and they're going to cavort with the communists in Cuba. Unbelievable. There is an embassy, yeah. So, what are they hiding? We want to find out. And again, this is, again, what I love about Judicial Watch. I know I'm president of Judicial Watch. You'd think I'd love it. But I think this is why you love it, too. It's because we sue on stuff like this. I mean, I bet you didn't know about the trip. I didn't know about the trip until we frankly sued. And I think this is great. This is great.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.